This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, truly being part of everything that's going on. Seriously, you need to be engaged, you need to be involved. Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought maybe something was smoking or sizzling or ready to blow the way you were looking over there. Anyhow, I am Joe C. Producer Tammy, when she bends her neck around the corner, something's on fire. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And head up to the website, realsite.com. You can watch live. I already said that, but I'll say it again. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a whole bunch going on up there. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Just spending with us. I love it. I love the comments that you make. I don't always agree with them, but I love the comments that you make. Yes, we, unlike Facebook, we are a bastion of free speech here. Seriously. If you go up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Also, the new coffee mugs are in. They're bright and brilliant and prettier than the old ones. And you know, coffee does have a different flavor in them, I'm telling you. But you never know until you buy one. So you need to buy one so you know. Anyhow, I know some of you may remember the story about Stormy Daniels. And I say that way because apparently only 23% of Americans believe that Stormy Daniels is important. And I'm surprised it's even that high. You know, I was in a store today where everybody behind the counter are Democrats, and they know I'm outspoken, loud, conservative Republican. And I love it because they'll ask me questions, because we've built a relationship. They know, you know, I'm not mean, I'm not ugly to them or anything like that. And they'll ask me questions about certain things. I was so amazed. The one lady behind the counter, she said, "You're a Christian guy. Doesn't it bother you that he slept with Stormy Daniels? He slept with that porn star?" And I said, "Well, I don't know that he did. I wasn't there. They didn't video. And last I heard, I don't believe she said they did. She said she's not a Me Too person. So nothing was forced. She said, what about the 130,000? Well, the 130,000 was so she wouldn't talk about the encounter. Not to keep her quiet from rape, because she said, hey, we're not a Me Too. We were together consensually." So, does Stormy Daniels bother me? Well, 12 years ago, let's see, he slept, may have, we don't even know for sure, that he slept with a porn star, or may have had sex with a porn star. The big deal, they say, is that he didn't use protection. And let's see, I'm going on with this because I'm trying to figure out where the bump is here, right? You're talking about a bit of a germaphobe who had unprotected sex with somebody he barely knew. Okay, sure, that works. And with all that, she voluntarily takes the money, signs an agreement to keep her mouth shut. Now that he's become the president, she's thinking, well, you know, that wasn't enough money, obviously. Because if he didn't become president, none of this would be an issue, right? So I'm looking at her, the woman behind the counter, and I said, look, I don't care if 7 women show up, 10, 12, 15 show up and say they had consensual sex. Right? I mean, think about it. So they all have, so he's had consensual sex with all these women. He signed agreements for them to keep their mouth shut. And I'm supposed to be upset about this. And again, as I said, I don't know his relationship with Melania. I don't know Melania didn't know about it and has forgiven him for it. It's none of my business. Now, if he's doing it now, and he's doing it in the Oval Office, and he's doing it in the copy room or whatever, like Billy Bob did, yeah, you know, I'd have a problem with it. First of all, get your business done that we hired you to do. Right? Don't shame your son and your family like that. But no, that's not what happened. And then I told her, I said, did you vote for Hillary? And she sheepish looked at me like, well, yeah. I said, okay. So you voted for the woman who protected a man that had to pay off the woman that he sexually assaulted. It wasn't consensual sex. You voted for the woman who slut-shamed every one of the women that he slept with. That was okay, apparently. That didn't seem to bother you. Didn't bother you that he had to pay somebody $800,000 to keep their mouth shut because of the violence, because he basically raped her. Yeah, that didn't bother you either. And you can just see her shoulders dropping and her head dropping. I said, look, you do the same thing that mainstream Republicans, mainstream Democrats do. The party says and you believe. You've got to do your own homework. She said, well, I'm not into politics. I said, well, then don't say this is what he did or what he didn't do. There were things that people accused Obama of we didn't talk about on the show. I even said I won't go down the road because there is no proof. If there's no proof, guys, you look like they look. You sound like they sound. Is that really what you want to be known for? Seriously? Because I'll tell you what, I don't. I want to do the homework it takes to make sure that I do the right thing, say the right thing, and have the truth. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Yep, he'll be with us tonight, and I know he's wound tight. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black conservative man, right after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Seriously, you can get involved. Do something more than just sit there listening. You know, I used to say, don't just sit there and drool all over yourself. Get engaged, right? I mean, the only way you find out what's going on is you got to get with other people. You got to find out what they're doing, how they're doing. You know, I won't give you her name because I haven't cleared it yet, but, you know, I've been working with somebody in California that is one of the groups that's going up and down the state, stopping at the city council meetings and forcing them, for all intents and purposes, forcing them to, to vote against the sanctuary city issue, that they would not be part of it. And now the Dems are amassing a force, amassing a group to go to these city council meetings early, first, to kind of head off the conservatives, which is why you got to get off your butt earlier in the day, find out when those meetings are going on, and take those seats up before they do. But, yeah, I know, they're getting paid by the Dems, you know, 15, well, maybe not 15 bucks an hour. Anyhow, let me bring him in because I know I can wind him up and get him going. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black conservative man, every week. And you know what? He's got his finger on the pulse of things I have no clue about. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. And it's Beast from the East time.
Oh, maybe we'll start using that one. Yeah, but see, did I call you a beast? And never mind. I can't win anyhow. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff happened. So one thing before we get rolling here. Your friend Zuckerberg was on the hot seat, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Was it the Alabama football team? The one that prayed with him? You don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You're in the sports. I'm not.
I said correct.
Was it? Oh, good. I was talking to Tammy. She's the one that always has to keep me up on stuff. But
yeah,
they asked the president. I know where the cutoff button is. They asked the president if they could pray with him. And he said, sure. I mean, have you ever seen that before?
Well, that's because what I would say is this, is that they're not brainwashed like pretty much everybody or everyone else is brainwashed. It's only a few bad apples, and thank goodness our SEC football teams are still about God, country, and patriotism and good football. And that's what the SEC is about, Southwest or whatever it is, Eastern Conference or whatever. But it's interesting to me why no one stepped up and said, where was all the liberals at? They said, I was waiting for them to say, oh no, you can't do that. That's against that's going against everything, and it's going to hurt and make the Muslims mad. But guess what? They said that, and you know, my thing of it is that I take my head off to them because it proves that everyone is not LeBron James, everyone is not the NFL, everyone is not the rest of these self-proclaimed leaders that made their money off of capitalism. And don't want to acknowledge God, our country, or even have any kind of respect for us. So I tip my hat to them, and that just goes to show you, you know, everyone's not on board with them. They don't speak for everyone.
Right. No, I agree with you. But the only ones that the left ever shows you, you know, it's kind of hard to get away from this one because it happened right in the middle of the day. There were cameras all over the place. Kind of hard to hide this thing. But I thought it was great that those young men really, or I say young people, those young people really had the guts, the presence of mind, didn't care one way or the other what anybody thought, to go in there and actually tell the president, you know what, you know, you're up against a lot, let us pray for you. I thought that was really cool. At least that's just me.
He needs a lot of prayer. He needs a lot of everything, you know. I know yourself. Has heard what's been going on about Syria and the Russians, and I've talked about it last Sunday on Corey Anna and Friends show, and we were talking about the same thing about why is it that? But we all know who and what is behind pushing this agenda. You know, it's kind of funny to me that President said he's going to pull troops out, and all of a sudden there's a gas tag. I'm not saying Assad is a humanitarian. His father, actually, his dad was worse than, was more horrible than what he is. I'm not going to use the word worse. I'll use horrible. But Assad is not stupid. And the thing of it is that we know that there's another entity that's behind it, because there's no way in the world that this man is going to talk about pulling out troops, and then all of a sudden a gas attack starts. Then all of a sudden we amp up everything on the liberal stations is about beating the war drum about a foe that's not North Korea. This foe is will match us, and they have 1,400 more missiles than we have. See, people need to stop jumping on this bandwagon and think thinking thermonuclear war is just like it's a game or a joke. Putin is not the fat boy. Putin is a gangster, and he is for real about what he says that he'll do. So my thing, though, I saw President Trump doing, and it shows just how intelligent and he understands the forces that are up against him as far as making false flag situations. He's back. He said, you know, he told him this basically what the deal was. And then he said, well, then Ms. Huckabee said the same thing. When she come back the next day, said, well, he has under consideration about missile attacks or whatever like this. And he understands that they're trying to drag him into something. And you don't want to go down this road with the Russians and the Syrians. Because guess what? We are only there because of who? Barack Obama is the one that got us in this mess. The Russians would have never been in the Middle East if it had not been for him.
No, didn't he want Putin to go in there? He allowed Putin, he gave Putin the right, whatever you want to call it, to go in there and straighten out that whole mess with the gas, and he was going to talk to them and make them play nice, and Obama just sat back and said, "Yeah, Putin will take care of it." So Obama trusted Putin with that. And there was no negative backlash. Now, was there?
Nope. but the thing that's interesting to me is how President Trump is intelligent enough to not get caught up in it. I mean, he goes off the wire about something, but he knows well that going down this road with the Russians is not, they're not the North Koreans. You see, they started repositioning their missiles, repositioning their battleships.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. Corey Duncan's with us. Got a lot more to talk about with him. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just paying attention, being involved, being part of the conversation. We have a chat room up on the website, therealside.com. We also have one, I guess it's a live feed on Facebook. You know what? If you love Facebook, go there and listen and watch. If you want to ignore Facebook, you can always go up on the website, therealside.com, and there's a live video and a chat room there as well. All right, let me just bring him on. I love having this guy on every week, our mad conservative man from wherever. I got to get you. You can call yourself the beast from where you know, but they'll get mad at me for doing it.
Oh, no.
Putting you down.
So, always a pleasure to appear. And whenever that you need me to come on, I say this every week, and I say this for a reason because I know it's a certain person that be listening. You know, whenever I can shine your shoes, wash your car, and cut your grass, master, I love you.
Okay.
I know they're gonna kill you.
They're gonna come kill me. I'm telling you. Because you know, and he's and as long as my check keeps clearing, he'll keep doing it. So you know, it's not.
A lot of people think. You know, I had somebody send me an email and said, "Man, you're ignorant for saying stuff like that." And I said, "You know what? Check this out. Next week, I'm going to do the same thing because you continue to listen. So guess what? I'm going to continue to do it."
Who's the stupid one? I don't listen to stuff that makes me mad.
You make black people look small. I said, no, you are already small, so I don't have to make you look small.
Oh.
See, that's called education.
You and I have
and
talked about
what?
This.
And
go
guess
ahead.
What? I didn't get a 44 and got the pass.
God, we're going to hit that in a second. But, you know, what really bothers me about all this stuff is, and you and I have had this conversation, when I do it alone, I get the nasty grams. But when you're on with me, they know better, and they keep their mouth shut. They keep saying, look, the black community keep, you guys, well, not you, but the generic you guys keep voting for black legislators, okay? They come in, your inner city schools suck, you guys take a beating on education, you take a beating on jobs, you take a beating all the way around, and they keep voting them in. And the proof is, look at your Baltimore school system, right? They spend about $15,000 a student. They're like the... At the bottom of the list when it comes to only 14% of them were proficient in 8th grade math. Think about that. So 8th grade reading, right, 13% of them were proficient there as well. So you're sitting there, and I'm saying to myself, okay, this is terrible. This is disgusting. So what are we going to do about it? Oh, let's just vote the same people back in. Maybe they'll fix it.
Because their excuses, like always, it's your fault, Joe. It's the old white dude's fault, and it's because you know my thing of this is the my thought process about this is I've given up on it. I mean, you know, there is no way that someone can be this. I'm not even gonna call it stupid. I'm going to say this idiotic or ignorant to pass people with a 44. And say that and actually has the audacity to hand them a diploma and say, hey, you passed in a second satisfactory condition or whatever condition, and you can go out here in the real world. And then you wonder why, let me give the weather forecast for this weekend. It's supposed to be, it was 75 today. It's going to be 80 tomorrow. And it's going to be nice and sunny Saturday, and then it's supposed to rain Sunday and Monday, I think it is. So between tomorrow night and Sunday morning, I guarantee you they will have at least 10 murders. But the thing is, Catherine Pugh is not worried about that. She's worried about when somebody asks her a question about Baltimore City Public Schools and this and that. Why don't you fire the people that is making you look bad? But no. We're going to keep them, and we're going to say that, well, people are looking at the books from this way and from that way. That has nothing to do with that. But it has truth to it, because you have teachers that have been whistleblowers and even principals that be whistleblowers and tell the TV station about what's going on. One principal sent her our teachers a text message saying, look, if the TV people come, you make sure you go back over, check every grade, and if it's a 40, change it to a 60 or a 70. Now this is an intercepted.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm gonna say they got that text. They grabbed that text message, right?
Right. Right.
Wow.
So my thing. One thing I want to know is Catherine Pugh. I mean, is she just like dumbfounded, or is just the fact that but the thing of it is that we go back to the. So what you said in the beginning, they see stuff like this. That's just like they have bridges about to fall apart. Oh, no, we'll wait till next year to fix it. You know, it's beyond me, but you can give yourself a $100,000 raise, and you can approve $600,000 or $300,000 for any illegal immigrant or person that gets arrested. They get the lawyer free. I mean, are you serious? But that's taxpayer money. But my thing of it is, when people say that, and I have to say, let me be clear about this. It is not everyone that's just stupid, but there is like everyone has put their head in the sand. And this is not just in Baltimore. Baltimore and Chicago are almost running neck and neck about the murders. You know,
right.
If it wasn't for being a bad person about saying this, I would switch over to be a mortician, because the morticians are literally making a killing in Chicago,
ooh,
Baltimore. I mean, come on. They're making hand, fist over hand over fist or fist over hand, or however you want to say it. But it's just crazy. And then you got these leaders that's supposed to be, where's Elijah Cummings at? You know, why don't they take and go,
well,
why don't they take and go talk to the gangs and
right.
say, hey, gangs,
so where
stop,
are your buddies?
Stop shooting each other.
Where's Jackson? Pardon? Where's Sharpton? Where's Obama? Look at the change Obama
right.
could make
right.
if he would show up there and talk to the young kids.
No, Joe. He's too busy running for UN secretary so he can continue Hillary and him and the globalists and the people behind the scenes like George Soros can continue to have a pretext for thermonuclear war and try to play the race card to turn everyone against each other or whatever like that. And that's exactly what his plan was anyway.
Wow.
When he left office, I'm gonna go be the UN secretary. So you can think you can do what you want or try to tarnish President Trump's presidency, but you're still not gonna do it. And we already know that him and Hillary and the rest of these clowns are they're all behind the scenes starting this stuff and doing it.
Well, you got there in Baltimore, the superintendent of public schools. Her name is Sonia Santelis. Is that it? And she won't be interviewed. She won't, because what are you going to say when you get in front of a reporter? What are you going to say if, when you get in front of a camera?
None of them. You can't get Catherine Pugh on camera either. None of them. Catherine Pugh gave that interview on, I don't know, I think it was Fox or CNN. And after that, she's not doing any more interviews. Not unless it's an Obama type interview where you throw softballs the size of Yankee Stadium and he can hit it out of the park. As long as they can do that, that just goes to show you what. They're a bunch of crooks.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, what's your campaign mantra? Vote for me and I'll get your kids to a 30? I mean, seriously, what are they going to do? The city is unsafe. I don't know. I look at this stuff. I look at Chicago. I look at that place. You look at New York. They're crapping in the streets there. Crime is up there. You look at the same thing in San Francisco. And the Dems, election after election after election, vote the same people back in. And you're right. They blame us. I don't know how they sell that.
Me neither. We're a lot of us black conservatives, me, Lucretia Hughes, a whole bunch of us, we ask the same question. It's like, you're just not going to get an answer.
When you were, I don't know what office you were working at the time, but I remember you and I used to talk about some of the conversations you have with some of the employees that were there with you, right? And I get the biggest kick out of it because they were dead, diehard Democrats, and you vote Democrat no matter what, and there's no reason to change. And even when you hit them with fact, they wouldn't change. They're coming from you.
Nope.
They knew better.
Nope.
So
nope.
You still couldn't get them to do anything. Look, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your event or the event that you're part of or pushing in Atlanta. And so the Atlanta listeners, pay attention. If you want to help out Corey and friends, you can do that soon. We'll be back in a minute.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know. I can't let him hang on because he's going to drive himself. He's going to drive us all crazy, including himself. Our mad conservative beast from... See, now, if you were from Boston, that would flow so well. You know what I'm saying? Do you care?
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to appear. I appreciate that. Now, to answer your second comment, or whatever, if I was from Boston, no. No, actually, wait a minute, hold up. How many World Series championships are won?
Listen, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. How much money did you make off of those?
Off of what?
Off of the World Series championships that your supposed team won.
Supposed the team won.
Well, you're kind of...
How long did it take the Red Sox to win a World Series?
You're kind of like Oh, wait a minute. I'm a purist. I never had any faith in them. I'm sorry. But aren't you kind of in a sports purgatory between Baltimore and Texas? You're kind of like... You really don't know who you're kind of confused?
Wait, 20-second timeout. Let's take a 20-second timeout. I love the Lone Star State. I didn't say I love any of the teams. I said I love the Lone Star State. And for Baltimore, that's a garbage can, and we only have to talk about it because when was the last time that they got to the World Series? I was in middle school. Thank you. So
I grew up with the Red Sox, and I grew up with the Patriots. The Patriots couldn't win if the other team didn't show up, okay? That's how bad they were when I was a kid. They threw them out of Boston. They made them go to Foxborough. They changed their name to New England Patriots. So I've never been into sports. And when I love these guys that are into sports because I always say the same thing. That guy, Kaepernick and others, they make $10 million, $12 million, $16 million a year. Do you know how much I make? This is Bupkis. That's right. So why do I want to watch them running up and down the field, sweating like crazy, and I'm adding to the pot so they can make more money next year? I don't think so.
I'm so glad, Joe, that me and you are good friends and that we're in the same boat. Both of us are just broke and in the same boat. So I'm right along with you.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm waiting for the lightning strike.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, that's why I'm this far away from you. I keep it clean and safe. Hey, so I'm sure you were right on board with, and you fully understood, and you were fully in line with that early morning FBI raid on President Trump's attorney, because FBI always, they never asked it, you know, they would never do a subpoena. They would never call somebody, give them the opportunity first to bring the paperwork in. They would just do an early morning raid on such a nasty attorney like this guy, right?
Well, it's interesting to me, why don't they go after Hillary like that?
Oh,
okay.
There's a...
Okay.
Now, listen.
The FBI, even all the way back to J. Edgar Hoover, have a list of people that back in the day was about communism. You know, calling people a subversive if you act this way or whatever. Okay, so now they flipped the script. Now we have liberals, stark liberals, and socialists. Now, I'm not going to say socialists. The liberals that's FBI agents, I think at least 90-95% of them are patriots. But their political thought process is a little, weird or whatever. You're going to go after this person, but you don't go after this person. Why you don't go after Hillary like that? Well, there's an answer to that. Hillary is one of our elite globalists in this country. So
that's right.
The thing is, you know, like I always tell people, when you're a grassroots conservative, try to go after things. Do not waste your time. Go after things like your state and local level, which you can fix. The millennials, your children. And everything like that. Go after them. You're never going to lock up Hillary. Mr. Zuckerberg, you're never going to lock him up because, to a lot of people that, and I know a lot of people who listen to this, they understand what I'm talking about. Mr. Zuckerberg, I think, is no more, they are planned. They're planned by the government to get you looking one way while we do another thing. If that was the case, if he was such a bad person, he did all this and selling people information, why is he not in jail? Hillary got caught doing what? Why is she not in jail? See, that's what I'm talking about. These kind of people, it's nice to sit up and hope and pray that they wind up in handcuffs. Forget it. Go after what you can go after. Just put your energy and everything into things we can do something about. Those kind of people got too much money. Too much power, and they can't make, and the FBI is not going to do that job because anyone that knows about being a federal agent or being in the federal government is all about politics and get my next job and moving up the chain. That's what the chain of command. That's what it's about.
No, listen, I agree with you with a lot of those thoughts. I mean, I look at what's going on. I look at where the FBI is coming from. I think I told you during the break, they're so corrupt and so bad at this point in time. And you think about what Hillary got away with. Not just Hillary. You know, Hillary's chief counsel, remember? When Hillary hired her attorney, one of her many personal attorneys, it was because that personal attorney had knowledge of what Hillary had done with those emails. So when she hired her as her attorney, she said, hey, she can't answer any of your questions. She's my personal attorney. But that would never work.
Why not lock up Loretta
Trump,
Lynch?
Right?
Why not lock up Loretta Lynch?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. But you know as well as I do, you're not going to see that happen.
Absolutely
right?
Not. No.
So,
you're not.
All right. Let's talk so we don't run out of time because you and I could talk all day long. Let's talk about a little event that's going on there in Atlanta coming up shortly. Tell us.
Well, what I will say to this is that, Joe, and you know I always put you and Tammy and a lot of other conservatives. We're the new faces of the grassroots conservative power structure, and I like to say the conservative army. And this weekend, when it was this weekend and Monday, I mean, me and the love of my life, Anna going to be on our way to Atlanta, and we're going to be there to support Lucretia Hughes, a powerful young black female conservative, and she is just on fire. And she's having a rally, a prosperity rally, in Atlanta, Georgia, at the state capitol. Monday from 12 to 3, me and Anna are going to be emceeing it. So, you know, come out and support it. If you can't, come to my page, Corey Black Conservative Duncan, and you can watch it on there because we're going to be televising all day. And Saturday night, we're going to have Corey, Anna, and friends, and our guest is the organizer of the Prosperity Rally, Lucretia Hughes. And most definitely tune in Monday. Because I'll be singing to Anna, darling, darling, baby. I'll be there singing, so it doesn't matter. We might have fun.
And that will be live?
Yes, that's going to be live. And I know a lot of people in my office said they're not going to do any work between 12 and 3 because they got to see this.
Oh, God. This ought to be interesting. Again, tell us when it is and when the live feed will be.
The live feed. We have a show coming on Saturday night. That's me, Corey, Ann, and friends. That will be at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and Lucretia Hughes is going to be our guest. And then Monday, 12 high noon, the state capitol in Atlanta, Georgia, is Lucretia Hughes Prosperity Rally. If you can't be there, then watch it on Facebook for free. If Mr. Z don't take and try to track the feed or whatever. But there's going to be a lot of people televising and broadcasting from there. Joe, I hope later in the day, because I know you guys out there on the West Coast that you can tune in. Yeah, and we're going to have a lot of fun. But the thing of it is, we're going to be talking about everything and putting God country. I mean, it's just everything, good music, good food, everything. But the main thing of it is that we're coming together for prosperity and also to put this country back on the course, the grassroots conservative, not dealing with the GOP or this, is a grassroots conservative that's going to put this country back where it needs to be, and let's focus our energy and everything on our state and local level. We don't have to worry about the executive level. We got the right person for the executive level. All he needs is our prayers and our support. He can handle what he's handling. But we need to do our job on this side also. And just like what Joe says, and I say all the time, get involved and stay involved and stop being on the sidelines and just being a Facebook warrior and start getting involved with these rallies and educating young people.
And bring your young people, bring your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, nephews, bring somebody, you know?
That's right.
If
they can hook school to go to D.C. or go hook school to do everything else, to go for go ahead and talk about gun control when really they're teaching them about liberalism and how to be a socialist, you can bring them to this rally.
All right. We got to go. But listen, if you're listening at WCFO, 1160 AM out of Atlanta, you go there, you find Corey, you tell him Joe sent you, he'll let you in for free. Okay?
Awesome. It's free. It's free anyway.
Oh, see? You had to blow it for me, right? Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
I've never seen your host.
You're not
real nice. GCN Live. Be back. A lot more crazy stuff. And I mean a lot more crazy stuff after the break. City of Los Angeles painting its streets white. Why? To fight global warming. Why else? We'll be back in a minute.